This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
You're listening to another episode of the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown, and it's awesome to have you with us once again today. And we're going to head to North Carolina in the United States to touch base with Megan Full now, once again, to chat a little bit about her nutrition strategy and how she approaches a race like Ironman or a 70.3 from a nutrition point of view. And I must tell you, I popped into a couple of Facebook groups yesterday as we record this, just to sort of put feelers out and see what people's Ironman nutrition strategies are like. And I was amazed at how many people struggle with GI distress and getting to a point in a race where they just feel like they cannot stomach another gel or something sweet. And the reason I'm telling you this is because this episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by S Fuels. And if you've listened to the last few weeks of the podcast, you would have heard me talking about S Fuels, and it's a fantastic product. If you struggle with GI distress, or if you ever have got to a point in a race where you feel like you cannot take anything more sweet on board, I would really urge you to check out S Fuels, okay? If you're in the US, they are willing to send you a free box. All you need to do is pay for shipping, okay? And it's basically a way for you to teach your body to fuel on fat as opposed to carbohydrates. Fascinating indeed. They contain no sugar, honey, syrups, sugar alcohols, wheat, oats, or cheap protein, which, like I said, avoids any gut or GI distress, which is very, very common in the sport. S Fuels was recently launched in the ultra running space, and the response has been phenomenal. So if you're in the States and you'd like to check out S Fuels and get a free box sent to you, all you have to do is click on the link in the show notes to this episode. What you can do as well is head over to thekonaedge.com/S Fuels. You can get all the details there. Or alternatively, all you have to do is text the word S Fuels to 44222. That's S-F-U-E-L-S. to 44222, and I'll send you the details right back, okay? So go and check it out. S Fuels, fantastic product. I think you'll love it. And yeah, try it out. If not, why not? They're going to send you a free box. S Fuels to 44222. It's time for today's Coach's Corner. If you're an athlete looking for a coach, it doesn't matter where you are in the world, we've got access to some of the best triathlon and Ironman coaches around. If you'd like to find out more or hook up with one of our coaches, whether you need help with a swim, bike, run, or nutrition, all you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. You can get all the details there. Check out all the coaches that we've got access to. And don't forget, too, if you are a coach and you would like to get access to the podcast and get a bit of a plug on the podcast, all you have to do is head over to that same URL, okay? It's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Scroll down to the bottom of the page and you can get all the details there. So that's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Time to chat some nutrition here on the Kona Edge, and we head back to North Carolina to catch up with a returning guest, Megan Full. Now, once again, Megan, welcome back. Nice to chat.
Thank you so much. Glad to be back.
Megan, I often say to our guests that we haven't spoken much about nutrition. We haven't spoken at all about nutrition in our previous chats. And I actually feel quite bad that we've neglected, because it's quite an important part of the Ironman recipe.
It is, for sure.
As far as
one of the disciplines.
Yeah, it is definitely one of the disciplines. As far as your strategy goes, how do you approach general nutrition? Not necessarily for a race, but are you pretty pedantic about what you put into your body?
Well, I like to just stay balanced in life, and I don't want to be overly crazy about anything. So I eat very healthy, but I also like to have my sweets and everything too. I love ice cream, so there's always ice cream in the freezer. But yeah, I mean, I do a good job. I love vegetables and fruits, and so I do a good job getting all the micronutrients. And I love protein. I love grilled fish and grilled chicken and steaks, so I definitely do that. And I mean, yeah, and then I know the importance of getting the carbohydrates, the whole grains and all that. So yeah, I just try to stay balanced. And as a a triathlete, you know, training for Ironman, you definitely do have to eat a lot, and you have to eat frequently throughout the day to replenish glycogen stores and everything. So yeah, I eat very healthy, but I also like to have some treats.
Yeah, I guess that's one of the positives about doing Ironman is you do get to eat well. That's definitely one of the benefits. As far as how you approach training and racing, what's your nutrition strategy there?
Yeah, so as far as racing, I've done quite a few Ironman, so I kind of have figured out what works. And I know this is horrible and I don't recommend it to anyone, but I do only really practice race nutrition once. And yeah, just because I kind of have it down pat, but I typically just do on the bike, I'll do goo gels and then waffles, Stinger waffles. I'll kind of alternate those. And I like to keep it simple. So I use what is on course with the hydration. So now it's Gatorade Endurance, and my stomach doesn't really have any issues with that. So that's what I usually do for the bike. And then the run, I'll do the gels and then Cliff Shot blocks. Usually those are what's on course. So I'll do that and kind of end with some Coke, because by the end, you're just not really wanting any more gels.
You mentioned testing your race day nutrition out once, and it's almost, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You figure out a formula that works for you, and you do tend to stick with it. One thing I've realized with Ironman triathletes is they're always trying to push the boundaries and get better. And do you think finding something that works for you and not attempting to change it and sort of mess with it is almost holding you back from going faster? Or is there too much of a risk that if you do experiment and change things, you could blow your nutrition and in the end blow your race?
Yeah, that's a fine balance, because yeah, sometimes that, you know, the enemy of the great is the good, and this has been working well and it's fine and I feel okay. And so I keep going with it, but maybe there's something that would be better. So it's just kind of weighing out the risks and everything. And I'm not a super risk taker. I kind of like staying in my little shell. So, but yeah, maybe that would be good to branch out. But then I would definitely practice over and over again for sure. I'm not sure I can go there yet.
what do you reward yourself? Are you one to reward yourself with treats after an Ironman? Is anything you crave during an Ironman that you just have to have after the race?
Well, after Texas, I had pizza, bacon cheeseburger, French fries, ice cream, cookies, you name it, I kind of had it.
All in one sitting, I might add, as well, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was all after the race.
There's nothing, I mean, I have it all the time. Cold pizza, it doesn't taste better after an Ironman. That's just right. That's just the way it is. Megan, as far as your sort of next goal, you mentioned Kona 2017, but what's the plan build-up-wise between now and then?
Yeah, so I'm doing 70.3 Worlds in Chattanooga, and then I'm doing Ironman Kona. So those are my two big races. I was actually supposed to do Chattanooga half this weekend, but I signed up for it before I signed up for Texas, and I just mentally needed a break. So I'm literally taking like 4 to 5 weeks of mid-season break. I know that's long, but I work hard when I'm training. And so I just need, and I've never been overtrained. I've never been injured. And I think one of the keys for that is just, I take an off season, I take a mid-season break. And then, there's so much I want to do in life too, that doesn't revolve around triathlon. So it's just good to kind of do that, take some time off, and then I'll start gearing up and really start training hard for those two big events in the fall.
Awesome stuff. Well, Megan, thank you so much for your time on the Kona Edge. Much appreciated. We look forward to following your progress to those 70.3 Worlds and to Kona and beyond. Best of luck.
Thank you, Brad.
And that's another edition of the Kona Edge today. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much to our sponsor as well. This episode was brought to you by S Fuels. If you are in the United States, get a free box of S Fuels bars sent to you. All you need to do is click on the link below or simply text the word S Fuels to 44222. That's SFUELS to 44222. Before I go, just a quick, massive thank you to everyone who's left us an iTunes review. We've been getting some fantastic ones in. Got another one in from Harsley in Australia, and I love this story. He said, fantastic podcast. I gained a lot of insight into what it takes to get to Kona. It really, it's really great to hear experiences of age group athletes, which I can relate to rather than just the pros. I managed to pick up a slot last weekend at Cairns in my second Ironman. I'm not naturally gifted, so I rely on the one percenters that I get from podcasts such as the Kona Edge. Keep up the great work. Harsley, congratulations on your Kona slot. I know we chatted on Facebook, but I'm going to put it down into the interwebs, into the sort of wild, that as soon as you get back from Kona, first interview is with us. That's the deal. So thanks for leaving us that five-star review. Don't forget as well, if you wouldn't mind leaving us a review, up for grabs at the end of this year, we're giving away an Ironman entry to everyone who has left us a review. We're going to put your names into a lucky draw, and one person will win that prize. And speaking of prizes, thekonaedge.com/win. If you want to win a half Ironman entry, today is the 20th of June as we record this, so just 10 more days to become a patron of the Kona Edge. For every dollar you pledge to help us keep things going here at the Kona Edge, you get one entry into the draw. Head over to thekonaedge.com/win to find out more.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.
You're listening to another episode. Let's try that again.